that obviously people are not delusional. They know Trump will be worse than Biden, but they also know that Biden is a supporter of genocide, right? Biden is not even a supporter of genocide, an enabler of genocide, a participant in it, right? And so we're always, you know, we've been playing this lesser of two evils game for all of our lives, right? To all of us that are on this planet right now, all of our lives. And it just makes, it just keeps going to the right. And the truth of the matter is, as we saw, you know, even if you wanted to just play the electoral politics game, people saw that, you know, Obama won by an overwhelming majority. That's partly because people thought he was way more progressive than he actually was. And matter of fact, you know, when the Republicans called him a socialist, that's part of why he won. At the time, I was touring with Galactica Live, and they were going through, you know, the South and rednecks and stuff like that. And people were like, you're going to vote for Obama, right? Everybody wanted something new and radical, even if they didn't use the term radical. But they wanted something, and they thought they were getting that with Obama. And that's why he won. People came out of the woodwork that normally wouldn't vote. Not just black people, but white people that are to the left of the Democratic Party. Now, most people in the United States, every election that we've looked at, they don't vote. And it's not that they're apathetic. It's that they are to the left of the Democratic Party. But the Democratic Party keeps inching over to the right with the game that they're playing. And so I think many people are, you know, and this is not about what I think many people are just like, okay, if the leftmost candidate you can have, and he's not, you know, first of all, we won't even get to that. So, you know, Biden is probably the most Republican Democrat that, you know, he was Joe Manchin until a month before he started running, right? So, you know, but the point that I'm saying is that most people are just like, I'm stepping out of it. And maybe what will happen because of that is that, and it might be a 20-year lesson, it might be a 25-year lesson, but you'll have folks in the Democratic Party that are like, well, we should make our politics a little bit more radical, you know?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, as we saw from WikiLeaks stuff, that, you know, when Trump wasn't even a factor, when he was running at first and he wasn't even a factor, and Hillary saw that Jeb Bush might win the Republican nomination and thought that her policies were so close to Jeb Bush that that would be a problem for her. Instead of her moving her politics more towards a Bernie, she had her press connections trump up Trump, you know, had them pump him up and make him a thing just so that they could have the politics of the Republican Party be more to the right and make her seem like she was more to the left. As opposed to, and the other choice would have been for her to actually have some policies that were to the left. So, you know, I think basically what's happening is that the game is coming to bite, you know, Democrats in the
wax that ass
in the butt, right? Because I don't know what the cuss word.
Yeah,
but. You know, because they're playing that game and they've been moving it to the right. So they lost most of the population. They're like, okay, we're going to close the borders and you're still going to vote for us. Right? They're doing all kind of crazy stuff that you would think just, you know, them just being you know, even just being a smart schemer, you wouldn't do. But the thumb in their nose at people, and, you know, I think they're going to lose because of it.
Okay, well, we are running out of time here, but it was great talking with you, Boots Riley, my man from the coup.
All right.
I wanted to say,
Billy Jam, don't give a... How do you say your tagline if you can't cuss?
I do say damn. Billy Jam, don't give a damn.
Okay. But you do give a damn.
I do. That's the thing. I say
why
I don't.
Do you why can't you say Billy Jam, do give a damn?
Okay, I'll change it maybe. Anyway, yeah. Boots, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate how you've always stayed so down to earth and humble and creative. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you. All right, cool.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye. And that brings us to the end of the show. Really? For real. I was even going to play all this other music, and I even had Land of the 7 Billion Dances from the original Sorry to Bother You album, but I got to make way for Mr. Finewine. Where? Right here on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, and online everywhere, WFMU.org. Next week, my co-host, my guest, premiering on the radio project called Electrons, will be DJ Alf on WFMU. Stay tuned for Mr. Fine Wine, Downtown Soulville.
You're tuned to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Radio Program. I'm your host, Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. And I'm going to say the same thing I say every week. I got some great records to play for you. All kinds of stuff on this hot weekend. Stay tuned.
Ah! I wanna fly, baby. I feel alright. I feel alright now. Oh, ta-ta. I get the cool feeling. I wanna move. I feel alright. I got to go, baby. I got to roll. Got to go, baby.
Well, now walk.
Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Eat.
I'm hungry.
Sleep.
I'm sleepy. You really got me well trained. I'm like you.
Pop it on a string.
You speak to me and then my poor heart flutters.
You know.
Train, I'm like
a pop it on a string.
You walk my way and then my smile grows longer. You touch my hand and then my heart will be stronger. You really got me well trained. I'm like a
pop it on a string.
Without your power, I couldn't exist. And I'll end my life by cutting my wrist. You speak to me and then I light up like a socket.
You
call my name, I come near you like a rocket. You really got me well trained. I'm like your
pop it on a string. Walk.
Talk. Oh yeah. I'm sleepy, you really got me well trained. I'm like your
pop it on a string.
Won't you go back home, young fella? While you still got time, go back home, hey, young fella. Women and the big city gym will get you in a fix where you can't win. So you better take my advice. Don't let me have to tell you twice. Put your first, get on that bus and go back home. Now go back home,
uh-huh,
young fella,
uh-huh,
before they
uh-huh
break your heart.
Uh-huh.
Go back home,
uh-huh,
young fella,
uh-huh,
before they break your heart.
Uh-huh.
Your mama
uh-huh
is and your daddy is too, and sweet little Susie is waiting for you. So you'd better take my advice. Don't let me have to tell you twice.
With
your first, get on that bus and go back home. Winter is coming and the country is cold. You know it will freeze you to your very soul. The women are fast and the money is slow.
Money slow, so slow.
And this ain't something I heard, this is something I know. So won't you go back home,
a
young fella? You better not tarry too long. Go back home, a young fella. Better not tarry too long. The cold white snow will fall asleep and hail. Get you sleeping on the subway, gonna put you in jail. So you better take my advice. Don't let me have to tell you twice.
Put
your bus, get on that bus and go back home. Now go back home, young fella. Go home, young fella. Go home, go home, go on home. Go home, go on home.
Snoop Dogg.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Boy, now I've seen everything. I was going to play this record that I really like that I haven't played in a while by Baby Washington. It's called Money's Funny. I had a nice clean copy of the 45, pulled it out of the sleeve, noticed a weird mark on the vinyl, same place on both sides, and it's like some kind of heat damage, and it won't play. And it wasn't like that last time I played it. I don't know what happened. It's like someone shined a laser beam at it or something, or held a cigarette lighter up to it. Very strange. Now I gotta get a new copy of that one. And you don't get to hear it. Oh well. Mabel King did Go Back Home, Young Fella, Gino Washington, with one of two versions of Puppet on a String that he did. That one was on the Correct Tone label. Little Joe Washington, I Feel All Right, Eddie Shaw and the Knights, Give Me Love, and that instrumental at the very beginning of the show. Clarence Green and the Rhythmaires on the Rhythmaires label. Minor Mountain, the name of that one. In the background, Chaz Plus Two with Soup Bone on a label called Mab Jab. Let's hear right now from down in Fort Lauderdale, a gentleman named B.B. Brown.
Thank you. standing on the corner, doing no harm. Along came a man, a real one. Before he finished, he grabbed me in the chest. I said, oh, wait a minute, man, let the judge read the rest. Keep still in the whole court. Let me tell you what I want. I want love and affection. Not the house, no correction. I want love and affection. Not the house, no correction. I can't stand all up in the whole court.
Dirty, dirty man, you carry a lot of dirty thoughts. But you forgot one thing, baby, why you were doing me wrong. That I'm a good, good, good housekeeper. I'm gonna sweep my house today. Throw in the dirt, yes I am. Dirty, dirty man, you got a dirty way. Dirty, dirty man, even got a dirty dog. Oh, but I'm cleaning up my whole house, baby, fast as I can right now. Make everything spick and span. You're a dirty, dirty man. You got a dirty woman. Dirty, dirty man. Even got a lazy dog. Oh, but I'm cleaning up my whole house, baby. Right now, trying to make everything spick and span. Dirty, dirty man. You got a dirty mind. Dirty, dirty man. You done me dirty for so long. Dirty, dirty man. Even got a dirty dog.
Saying goodbye is something you gotta, baby. look in your eyes. That last night I must have said something to make you cry. You should have known deep in your heart that I never want to see us part. So let me tell you before you start, that was whiskey talking. That's right, baby.
Whiskey talking.
I'm sorry for everything that I said. Cause the drinks that I had just went straight to my head. I hope that you understand that I'm mighty proud to be your man. And anything on the other hand, that was whiskey talking.
Whiskey talking.
That's right, baby.
Whiskey talking.
Don't go and leave me like a child that has lost his way. Cause every fool is entitled to at least one mistake. I need one more chance to change my wrong. And never will we ever fuss and fight. I'm gonna buy myself some magic potion. So if I get a drinking notion, you can bet it will be from the ocean. That was whiskey talking.
Talking.
That's right, baby.
Whiskey talking.
That was whiskey talking.
Whiskey talking.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. This instrumental is called Idella. It's by Jelly George and his combo. Ronnie Forte did that. Was Whiskey Talking. I just wanted to hear that guitar. Lattimore Brown, Little Bag of Tricks. I had the pleasure of hanging out with Lattimore a couple times. Once I had lunch with him in New Orleans. He was there with Red Kelly. Sadly, both of those gentlemen are now no longer with us. Red Kelly was a huge soul record fan, soul blogger. He had a couple really informative sites. I think they're still up. Soul Detective and the B-Side. He did extensive research into soul music and had befriended Lattimore. And then Red had a house party. He had an annual house party, actually, but I only went 1 year, and Lattimore was there and sang out in the backyard. It was great fun. Miss both those guys. Francine King did Dirty Man. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Boy, great radio here. Francine King, Dirty Man. Nathaniel Mayer out of Detroit on the Fortune label. I Want Love and Affection, Not the House of Correction. He can't stay no more in DeHoCo. That's the Detroit House of Correction. Brilliant lyrics. B.B. Brown did I Weep. And I got some more Detroit soul queued up right now. This is a single on the Revelot label by Jackie Beavers. It's called I Need My Baby.
I After having your good time, taking all you
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Just heard from Lee Dorsey, one of my all-time favorite recording artists. Tears, Tears, and More Tears, the name of that one, written by Alan Toussaint, and prominently featuring Mr. Toussaint's backing vocals, as so many of his records do. So many Lee Dorsey records and so many Alan Toussaint records in general. Clydie King did Bout Love, Vipers, Little Miss Sweetness, and Jackie Beavers, I Need My Baby. I think I'm going to play the other side of that next week. So I'm going to play two records right now that I have to play back to back. They're about real life social initiatives from the 60s. I'll come back and talk about them when they're through. Here is Clarence Paul.
Operation Cool Head is just a nice way to live. It's like, you take care of you, I take care of me, and we'll both be cool. Can you dig it? Now here's a simple set of rules I live by. Like, I will assume responsibility for my own actions. I will respect the rights of others in my community. I will try to uphold law and order by my personal actions and by leadership in my own groups. I like to keep myself cool, man. Like, I'll try to stay away from mobs and street gatherings. To keep my game together, I will engage myself in at least one constructive activity this summer, Jack. That's how I'll keep myself together. Brother, it's just a nice simple way to live. Like keeping your game uptight. Like respecting the other cat, man. If you dig respect, you gotta give it a little bit. It's like a give and take thing, man. Taking care of you and me taking care of me. You dig it, brother?
Downtown Soulville Show, that was Round Robin with Operation Coolhead. So I tried to do a little research on that record online. It turns out that H.R. Haldeman of Watergate fame was involved in that when he worked for the J. Walter Thompson ad agency in Los Angeles. So I found this little thing online. Haldeman's agency office in L.A. received praise from the L.A. County District Attorney for their Operation Coolhead ad campaign, which aimed at encouraging teenagers to assume responsibility for their actions and to uphold the law, and had its origins in the aftermath of the 1965 Watts riots. So there you go. And before that one, Clarence Paul and the Members, Operation Breadbasket, Part 1. So that was an initiative that started in Atlanta. Dr. King was involved, and then it moved up to Chicago in late 65 or so under the leadership of Jesse Jackson. And it was a campaign of targeted boycotts with the purpose of encouraging companies that sold their goods to black customers to actually hire black workers. So anyone knows any more Operation records, please let me know. I'm collecting them now. I've got two.
Trouble and hate, it's a heavy load. And why? sometime. How much longer? How much longer must I carry this love?
Tears. We prayed hard both day and night, hoping that we win this fight. Good God.
We got it. We got it.
Now my grandpappy was a slave. Good God Almighty, hard at work to put him in his grave. I went to school and got my education. This black man gonna be a sensation. Good God.
Grandmother, have you ever been a slave? My grandmother took me on the side. She whispered in my ear, she said, why, hell yeah, hell yeah. 400 years, 400 years. Well, I've been hog-tied, dog-tongued. I've been shot down by the sound of a gun. Bull-whipped, I've been back-stripped. I've been laid down on a sailor ship. Sunburn, box corn. I've been working chains in the early morning and looked at coal black. I've been ran down by a nasty track. And you ask me, is it true? Why, hell yeah, hell yeah. 400 years, 400 years. Slave and labor, white man's favor. Work plantation and build white nation. Calls me Charlie, work and walla. And you ask me, is it true? Why, hell yeah, hell yeah. 400 years, 400 years. Then I asked my grandfather, real cool dude, out of sight, Cadillac with a built-in maid, big old pad. So look here, grandfather, have you ever been a slave? My grandfather took me on the side, and he whispered in my ear, he said, why, hell yeah. I said, hell yeah. 400 years, 400 years, 400 years. Well, I've been hawk-tied, dog-tongued. I've been shot down by the sound of a gun. Roll whipped, I've been back whipped. I've been laid down on the sailing ship. Sun burning, wax corn. I've been working shanks in the early morning. And look at coal black. I've been ran down by a nasty track. And you ask me, is it true? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. 400 years, 400 years. Help me break these chains, brother. Help me break these chains, sister. Help me break these chains. Gotta break these chains.
That's going to do it for this week's radio program. This has been the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I will be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. We heard in that last set from Thomas Melanchon, 400 years. An unknown artist on a blank acetate did We Got It. Roy Gaines, Heavy Load. Weird thing about that record is it kind of turns into a hillbilly record halfway through and then goes back out of it. Stay tuned for Nate the K with Burn It Down. Stay cool out there. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.